All right, Cole. What are you doing this week?
Well, Gary, thank you for joining me here on this forgotten soundstage. We are here where they used to shoot Deal or No Deal.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes.
That you already just answered, but I just thought of it. I love the idea of this going to a place, a forgotten soundstage that was a soundstage that has been abandoned.
Uh-huh.
I also like a stage for forgotten sounds.
Ooh.
Like a very Grant Morrison, the forgotten soundstage. Like what sounds have we forgotten as a people?
Yeah, it's like that performance Naomi Watts goes to in Mulholland Drive. No,
yeah.
I am Banda.
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
There is all aching. So this is where they used to shoot Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, yeah. And I hired a bunch of people. Well, Gary, so here's the thing. I hired 99 people, or I hired 100. I hired 100 people, but only 99 showed up.
Okay.
And they've all got a bunch of cases. Sorry, they're not all pretty ladies, but you know, I don't know where to find pretty ladies, so it's just kind of folks.
I recognize some of them from the Kmart randomization.
Yeah, no, that's where I met a lot of them. Actually, yeah. So we need to talk about this. I used some network budget to adopt them.
Ooh, sons.
Yeah. We have a lot of sons now. I figured we could put them to work out in the fields.
We're going to need a steady supply of new Derricks.
Eventually. That's the thing. Derrick, I think, what is he a sentient mushroom now?
Yeah, well, when I said Derrick, a bunch of them looked up and they don't know what they're into.
No. the true Derricks will be first.
Yeah,
I have my 99 strong army of, they're not all teens, but they're effectively teens because of their Kmart Kmart upbringing.
Arrested Development. They got stuck in teen mode.
Yeah, yeah. Collectively, they're called the Blue Light Specials. Mm-hmm. And so.
Pick it up.
And so, is that a thing?
Oh, the ska. The Specials.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was like, okay, I know the Specials. Is the Blue Light Specials, is that a band?
It sounds like a bad cover band of the
maybe. Specials to me. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I don't know how you play Deal or No Deal. So do you just pick a case and then they open it? Like, I told them to just bring whatever they got and whatever mm-hmm. they have. It'll inform what
does
we
it,
do.
Does it help or hurt the randomization if I know exactly how to play Deal or No Deal?
I don't know. They're going to open their case and I'm going to make up some bullshit. So
we can just skip it.
It's fine. So, yeah.
Everyone insert a whole game of Deal or No Deal. And at some point we are stuck with the case we started with. and that's, we're going to find out what's inside that because that's, you know, that's the most fun way that Deal or No Deal can end.
Right.
Is you ride you go home to the person you went to the dance with.
Yes.
And then your case ends up actually being good.
Right. So I don't know, just shout a number. The teens are really hungry.
Sure. Yeah. We'll take the sex number 61.
Okay. 61, open the case. Oh wow, okay. a dragon flew out. Like a tiny little dragon, a fire lizard. And it's gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, then in the real Deal or No Deal, we'd be deciding whether we'd be opening a lot. I don't want to explain Deal or No Deal to you or the audience. Like
it would really be boring. Gary, like literally it would be the fifth time you've explained Deal or No Deal to me.
Well, why don't you remember?
Because I don't care.
It's a really fun ticket game. If you go to like an arcade.
Okay, well, we did the Fun Center episode, Gary, and you won like $50 worth of tickets.
Hell yes.
You got like a gift card. I think that they made a student loan payment for you because you picked the right case.
It was rad. It was a fun game. So we have to fast forward. Like, how many more cases do you have to open for the randomization?
Not all of them. And it's all 99 dragons.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and the game computer. 99, the drink of the 99 dragons. No. It's going to happen eventually.
I knew about this, but I forgot about it.
I absolutely filed it away.
I really Deal or No Dealed it.
Yep. as far as I know, yes, you did.
Yeah, that's my term for when you learn something, but then you forget it. I think I learned about this from an angry video fella.
Ah, yeah. Well, one of those real angry men on YouTube.
Yeah. Like, what are they thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. So this was this was demand. What's your name, Gary?
I am Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is the show where we play games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in this case, very bad games. Today we are covering the Xbox and PC game Drake of the 99 Dragons. And this was demanded by listener Ryan, who said, "As you play, consider: somebody actually released this game thinking that it would be the beginning of a franchise that included comics and a television show."
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, the content of this is not like overly objectionable to me. Like, it is, you know, early 2000s, like Cartoon Network, you know, maybe like evening time kind of stuff. That's maybe a little bit a little bit more gritty than I would like, but I don't know. It's fine. Yeah, just a really, really, really bad game. And by playing it the way we did, Gary, we didn't get the worst of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up early 2000s Cartoon Network, because I think this has that vibe. I think I'm less sympathetic to that vibe.
Yeah.
Than you are. Like, I don't like that.
No, I don't like it, but yeah. It's kind of like,
it's not unique.
Yeah.
You know, but it does feel like a very particularly manufactured kind of version of that.
Yeah.
And just like one of the worst playing games that we've done on the show.
It's, you know, we talk about this every time we hit one of these big ones, which is like, okay, you know, where we're surprised that it lives up to its reputation, or at least I am. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And unlike, you know, Over the Road Truckers or whatever, like, I did not manage to have fun with this.
Right.
Like, I thought that Big Rig's Over the Road Racing, I had fun.
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of fun playing that. Mm-hmm. No fun.
No.
Had during this. It was a really unfun half hour. I didn't play it for a half hour. No, I couldn't.
I played it for 16 minutes.
That's about where I'm at. I couldn't get very far in it.
No.
So in this, we play a dude named Drake, the premier assassin of the Neo Macau based clan known as the 99 Dragons. He is a zombie. And not I don't understand why.
Not at the start. Yeah.
Why does he look like that, though? Like, if he's not a zombie, like, he looks like a Grim Fandango character's head on, like, I don't know.
Because they didn't feel like designing two character models.
So they couldn't do it.
Yeah, no. So, like, okay, like, he was already pretty zombie looking at the start. So maybe that explains why he adapts so quickly. I don't know. Mm. I think there's just laziness, honestly.
He looks horrible. He looks like the Nameless One a little bit too.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
his bad haircut and his weird jaw.
Yeah, no. The jaw is absolutely a presence here.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like, well, what if Bruce Wayne from the Batman animated series was shot with a gun that made his shot with a ray gun that turned his whole face to cartilage and made it droop and turn gray. That's about what we're dealing with here.
Like a reverse Joker gun.
Yeah.
You know, the Saddler. Like the parabler. Yeah. Let me tell you about Job, Batman. Yeah. So, yeah, he's really, really horrible looking.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have, like, he has definition in all of the wrong places.
Yes.
Like, mapping out this guy's like six pack. Rib cage peck situation. It's like it's a series. It's like stairs. Like, you would walk up and down.
Yeah.
Like those three levels.
Mm.
It's just, he's grotesque.
Yep.
He is grotesque. His voice is really grotesque,
mm-hmm.
and really poorly acted.
Yeah.
The people that surround him are grotesque. And the way that this decided to be a third, like, I had a moment during this where I really wish there was a mod to play it in first person.
Yes.
Because it might be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that his arms move, to kind of ragdoll to aim at whatever your cursor is aiming at.
It makes it seem like it would be you are looking at a first person game from a third person perspective that ought not exist.
Yes, it looks like those when they show like a Call of Duty guy crouching from the side,
yes,
from third person.
Yeah,
and how, you know, how uncanny that looks. It looks like that. Like, yeah, it's very Spider-Man City Raid. It's very Drake has lost all his bones. Help him get to the hospital. It's so fucking ugly and horrible.
It's really bad. What was it? Thing like, what was it? Adam Sessler said it looks like he was in a homicidal semaphore session.
Yeah.
But so you're going around. He dual wields pistols or weapons or whatever. Frustratingly, on the mouse, you have to press left and right to shoot the left gun and the right gun. Mm-hmm. So that is very uncomfortable to alternate between those. At least I find.
I just kind of like slam them both constantly to do stuff. But it wasn't comfortable. Like it's not a motion that one does.
Right.
You know, in games, really.
Yeah. And, you know, so we played this on PC. Like, weirdly, this was re-released on Steam in like 2018. I think just trying to capitalize like, oh, bad games are good now. So let's just put this out.
Unless we go through that whole thing again, just listen to the Bubsy or the Shack episode. Like, yeah. I hate that movement.
It's really bad. And this is just like literally just a port. So this will run on modern systems. Fortunately, it's not very expensive, so that's fine. On the initial release, which is the one that got the most reviews, I think it was even more unplayable than it actually is, you know, when you're doing mouse and keyboard, specifically because there was no aiming reticle. There was no precise aiming. You just kind of had to rely on Drake flopping his arms around to automatically point at whatever target he wanted to. And hopefully that was the one you intended to take down. This is a problem because even a single enemy just shooting a gun at you intermittently will kill you instantly.
You die really quickly in this. I did not expect this to be as hard.
Right.
As it is, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I did not quit this because this is like the, you know, when you talk about the different ways to quit after suffering games.
Mm-hmm.
Did not quit because I was bored. Or because I ran out of time or anything. I quit because it was too hard.
Yeah.
And I was bored and I was going to run out of time. Like, I wasn't enjoying myself.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking difficult.
Mm-hmm. So to quantify that, like, so you do the tutorial, which is you shooting a bunch of vases in a dojo. It's weird that you are in a dojo meant for martial arts and you're just practicing your guns.
Super weird that you don't do a martial art during this.
I know, right?
Yeah. Like, there are no martial arts in this game.
Yeah.
as part of this martial arts clan.
Yeah.
That you're a part of.
And so, like, and you hear the sounds of a break-in, and the first real mission of the game takes place as the tower where your clan is headquartered is invaded by these cyborgs, Foot Clan. Mm-hmm. It's unclear. And you have to chase after this like ghost assassin kind of guy. And it's quite strange because like it's like a checkpoint racing kind of thing. You have to follow after him and go through these checkpoints before your timer runs out. So you're like kind of constantly re-upping 20 seconds at a time. And I was, you know, I'm figuring, okay, I've got time. I need to shoot these people before they shoot me so that I can proceed. No, that's not really what you're meant to do. At least I think whenever I stopped to shoot, I would just be plunked down and then killed within seconds. Mm-hmm. I tried running past them. I would be plunked down and killed within seconds. I did this several times, botched a few jumps and got killed. Within seconds, went to the menu, looked for difficulty controls. They're not there. And that is the point at which I stopped.
Yeah. 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 It's I think you're supposed to use the slow-mo to get around that, but I could never make that work.
You don't have the slow-mo yet. You are not technically a zombie. So you do not have your soul harvesting or your bullet time.
Okay. Because I saw the instructions and I was like, here's slow-mo. And I was like, oh, that'd be useful because I also am just getting killed by hit scan weapons.
Yeah.
You know, basically as soon as I enter a room, how do I mitigate this? There's got to be a mechanic, you know, just in general in this game. And yeah, you don't have it yet. So you have to get further than that to even have that happen, which was extremely difficult. The platforming itself, extremely difficult. The part of the tutorial where you have to jump over the laser wires, I quit and decided to do the tutorial, like skip the tutorial.
Yeah.
I couldn't jump over the laser wires because the your aim and the camera both being tied to your mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like that in third person is so fucking disorienting and weird.
Yeah.
And my sensitivity was too high.
swinging it around. And I couldn't find it. I couldn't find an option for it. And I did
both
not feel
my
like
arms were breaking. You know?
It's like I could not be asked to like go and edit a INI file in order to
need to play Drake of the 99 Dragons better.
Right. I need to optimize Drake of the 99 Dragons.
Yeah. Whew. Yep. Yeesh. Really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Really frustrating.
Yeah.
The story stuff, I watched some like cutscene stuff online. It is all, you know, below bog standard.
Yeah.
You know, the dialogue itself is really flat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of it. The voice acting is not good. Like, nothing about this is okay. I watched a bunch of things. There are 25 fucking missions in this, and I watched, like, a bunch of different levels from the future and stuff, and none of it is good.
Mm.
Like, not, you don't go, like, everything looks like just kind of weird, you know, out-of-the-box kind of Unity hallways.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like, it's, I don't know. It's excruciating.
Yeah. And, like, the idea of an explicitly comic book-styled, you know, maybe aiming at a younger audience, Max Payne, that's not necessarily terrible, right?
No.
But, like, you know. This ain't it.
Yeah. How about just Max Payne?
Yeah.
You know, like, we have Max Payne, guys.
Yeah. No, Max Payne's there.
I'm glad you made that poll because I had the feeling. I was like, oh, I know something that kind of plays like this.
Yeah.
And you could sit down and do, like, a really detailed analysis of, like, what the difference is, why this doesn't work and why Max Payne does. Because Max Payne holds up. Like, I like that game. When we mm-hmm. replayed it for the show, I was like, this is fun. This yeah, is still yeah. a fun game. I'm having a good time with this. It is just tuned, and this doesn't feel tuned.
No. This doesn't feel like anybody really cared about how it actually shook out. And there's reason for that too. Like, in poking around, I guess this game was made in 6 months.
Mm.
Which is, I mean, you know, even at that time was an incredibly contracted production cycle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a long time.
Right.
Yeah. By any means.
Yeah. And by like a studio that doesn't really have an awful lot of good stuff to their credit. So, you know, like if you look at this, they've got a couple of like weird little, you know, horror game like Nosferatu, Wrath of Malachi.
Yeah. Oh
yeah,
I'm wondering what Malachi's been up to.
Why is Malachi so angry?
Still wrathing after all these years.
Wait, download it, GOG. Oh shit, it's available on GOG.
Well, nobody suggest that. Like, let's know.
Let's know.
This is a rare after suffering where it's kind of hard to digress because the game itself is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily in interesting ways. And then it got AVGN'd and, you know, just kind of known as a horrible game.
Right.
So there's just tons of amateur comedians.
I was really surprised, like, going on to GameVax because there's actually not an awful lot of people who are going in and doing it. Doing the Peanut Gallery AVGN stuff. Like, the message board is one of those ones where it's just, like, a small group of friends who are talking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull this up because like it's literally like five or six people and like they're wishing each other Merry Christmas and things like that.
That's very pure.
Yeah. Very pure. But then there's one. Oh, gosh. Maybe it's the PC version.
Is it
board.
The people are really dumb and latch on to what others think, say, feel, do, believe. Is that what you're referring to?
No, not that. It's the PC version board. That is the very good and pure. So
same board, just different topics.
Yeah. Let me see here. It's like, hello, I'm pretty sure, blah, blah, blah. You got like people, Phantom Dragon, Flip Aces, Jam, DBZ, mostly those folks. And these are being done over the course of like, I see 2008 through 2017, let's say, that people are that they're talking relatively active. And then just 10 days ago on 9/9 at 5:42 p.m. we've got Phantom Dragon saying, I'm still here. Yeah. I wonder what Jam DBZ and Flip Aces are doing nowadays. How times have changed. Looking back over our posts over the years. Probably one's a politician somewhere, slightly crooked, no doubt. The other did time for forgery, started a llama farm, and became a priest. Cricket. It's lonely here. I'm leaving. Walks away slowly.
The llama joke thing was really driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's so, like, shitty and random, and they've been doing it for 10 years. So 10 years is long enough to grow out of any bad joke.
Yes.
And it's still going. The other one, so one of the, an ambassador from that good board went to the Xbox board.
Ooh, okay.
Because it has a level 45 space monkey who says, Merry Christmas, Drake of the 99's Dragon board. And just says, how goes it? But nobody responded.
Right.
Because it's a more toxic board. Where there's more of that AVGN stuff, and the reviews are very AVGN. And then there's Shil Singh, who has that topic I mentioned. The people are really dumb and latch onto what others think, say, feel, do, believe.
Mm-hmm.
Who's just like, this game is really great. I really enjoyed it. I don't understand why people hate on everything and hate on this. I bet most people never even tried. When you first start, it's disorienting. Then you're running on walls and doing somersaults while shooting like a pro. Game is real cool. And nobody has responded to him.
Nobody has responded to his brave take. You know where he would belong? Twitter.com.
Yeah. This is a very Twitter-like statement here. Yeah. This is basically a tweet. People just basically do what everyone else thinks.
People are really dumb and latch on to what others think, feel, say, do, believe. You know what's funny? Is that... you laugh.
Eat, pray, leave, think, feel, do, believe.
No, what's funny is, Gary, that you laugh because I'm different.
Sure.
And of course I do. So the irony is, I'm laughing as well.
Okay, that's nice. We're having a good joke.
No, it's for a different reason. You laugh because I'm different, and the reason that I'm laughing is because those of you who are laughing at me are all the same.
Ah, got him.
Got them in one.
Got them all. You took everybody down in one fell swoop. What a rhetorical knife. Can I transition us out of Drake of the 99 Dragons?
Sure. Yeah.
And do a small digression I had that I had some life stuff that would have made this much more fun topic until very recently, but I still think it's fun. And I think people deserve closure.
Okay.
So I had to go do a test to see if my vasectomy took.
Right.
And I just want to talk about that process because that was really fucking weird.
Okay. All right. No, I want to hear about this. I got a couple of details on the Abject Suffering channel. If people are here, it's like, wait, Gary got a vasectomy and he didn't give a whole rundown. Go to duckfeed.tv/duckbundle. Get Duck Bundle 3. That is a collection of the audio from Duckfest 2019. Yep. The episode about Leisure Suit Larry, Wet Dreams Don't Dry. Gary, very bravely, I might add, in front of about 100 people, gave the story of his vasectomy. So
I don't let anyone say I don't live to give. except for cummies anymore, because now they're just all in the phantom zone. I couldn't get a straight answer going into it whether I was supposed to masturbate at home. Like, do I fuck the cup at home or do I fuck it at the doctor's office?
Okay.
And I couldn't get like a straight answer. So I went in once to do some regular testing and then asked, like, just had to straight up ask. And it is a hard thing to ask about. And I thought maybe it would be a fun Abject Suffering moment to do a little role play.
Okay.
Where I am a medical technician and you're in my position and you have to ask me questions about collecting a semen sample.
Okay.
In a lobby full of people waiting to get their blood drawn.
Okay. I'll put some like lobby ambience under this. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So number 234 to the reception window. The little thing is just lit up on the sign there.
Hi.
Hi, can I help you?
So I've filled out my paperwork here. So I think everything is in line. Real quick though. So I need to bring you a sample. Is that correct?
In line for what, sir?
Oh no, I a few weeks ago I got a vasectomy.
Okay.
Yeah. So the doctor told me that I needed to bring in another sample to make sure that it took.
Oh, okay. So, okay, let me actually give you a little brown courtesy sack so you can carry around your shame load around the hospital. And did you collect this at home? Or are you planning to masturbate here at my place of work?
So I haven't done this yet. So what's the custom? Like, can I do it at home, or?
Oh, either way works for me. But if you do it at home, you got to be careful because you have to follow a bunch of steps or it won't be viable.
Okay,
so you can either come up and ask me about masturbating where I work, or you can do it at home and have the chance to have to do it again if you do it wrong.
Okay. Well, I mean, the downside there is that I'd have to masturbate twice. So I'd like, what do I have to do if I do this at home?
Well, you're going to collect this in a cup, and you're going to keep it as close to your body temperature as you possibly can on Portland public transit. Okay. And then bring it to the desk without comment. And whoever's here, and it might be a girl,
okay,
has to just take your shame load in the brown bag, inspect to make sure that you did it right.
Okay.
In front of this lobby, and then bring it in back for mystery purposes.
Okay. So let me ask you a question about this person I'm going to hand my shame load to. I mean, mm-hmm. not a lot of shame. I had my reasons for coming in and getting this done.
Oh, of course. There's yeah. just a lot of people looking at it.
I mean,
you're in a very public lobby.
For sure. No, it's a different context than my load generally sees.
Pride loads. Normal loads.
Right. No, just so normal. So like the people that I'm going to be handing my load to, like they're expecting it, right? Like it's mm-hmm. not going to be like out of left field that they're going to get a handful of cum.
Oh, when you come to the desk, we don't know what you're here for. We have to have a little conversation. I have to look you up.
But
I have to check it out.
Okay, cool. So I mean, you're being really obtuse here. I really just need an answer. Like this person knows that's a possibility. Like they're all professionals who are like, okay, fine. This is just tissue. I can.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So yeah. No problem. All right. Yeah. As long as it's part of the contract, you're not just bringing in people off the street and saying, hey, like it's a haunted Lord house. Yeah. Like, oh, feel here. It's eyeballs. Yeah. No. Okay. So close to body temperature, huh?
Mm-hmm. As close as you can make it to keep it viable.
All right.
The alternative is.
Okay.
You go into any of our bathrooms and you masturbate at my place of work. And then you come out later, right after you've had this conversation, and talk to me, the person you just talked to.
And you know what I've done.
Because at the end of this conversation, I'm going to say, see you in a little bit.
Okay.
How's that feel?
It doesn't really get me in the mood to masturbate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and also, sir, if you do decide to collect the sample here, I want to let you know that the hospital Wi-Fi blocks any and all porn access. I have never had, this is Gary now, it's no longer
okay,
the clip.
Okay.
I have never had that unsexy or unerotic, like more of a work orgasm than this in my fucking life. It was so difficult to go masturbate into this cup, Cole.
So nothing. They didn't. Well, I mean, okay. Even if they did have a bathroom, huh?
Yeah, you go into a bathroom.
Was it a one-holer?
So they had one-holers, but the issue is the one-holers are down by the lab. There's three of them, and there is a steady stream. So two of them at this time, I am not kidding, have their vacant occupied sign broken and have signs on the door that say, please knock.
It's like they're making it impossible. This is like a Nathan for you thing.
It was pretty amazing. The other one wasn't open at the time. So I went off and then I went into the one I waited for. So the guy who also looks like Brian Setzer.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Just, you know, to complete the mind balance.
If you're casting this short story.
Yes, if you cast this short story in the future, I'm available to play me.
Okay.
And then Brian Setzer. So he's at the end, he's like, you know, I said like, hey, can I, you know, I do trans and stuff. Can I do it here? Like, you know, with just, again, big operative words around it. Right. Like,
right.
And he's like, no, that's fine. See you in a little bit. Real weird. I don't like somebody just like estimating how long it's going to take me to masturbate and then doing that. And then, so I wait for the door that doesn't have, please interrupt me. Like, please stop me at the point of conclusion, right. Like written on it. I go in there and that's when I find out that the Wi-Fi does not allow for pornography, and the lab is in a basement.
Okay.
Which also means that my 3Gs don't work. you know, my normal phone
right.
does not work for getting any kind of stimulus at all. And it is a bright fluorescent bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, it is not somewhere that, you know, a world of the imagination is going to really do me a lot of good.
It is a kind of setting that is particularly in your face. It's not something you can easily tune out and ignore.
Huh. Yeah.
So did
I
you
need to be taken out.
I mean, did you try to get around the filter at all?
So I did. I spent a while searching.
Okay.
They were able to block me with everything I could do. So then I went searching for another bathroom that might allow my 3Gs.
Okay. So here's my question. Were those bathrooms approved for the use that you like? Because here's the thing.
Nobody told me I couldn't.
Nothing
in the rules says.
I would be very...
Nothing in the rules says a hog can't play basketball. basketballs.
Yeah. No, but it's like I would be very nervous. I would be extremely nervous about jerking off in the non-jerk off room.
I was.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
There's slightly more. Like it's a real stretch. It's kind of like a Shaggy Dog story thing. But there's nothing in the rules that says a hog can't play biscuit balls. It's kind of a good little like statement as to what happened.
Okay.
And I was thinking bisque, like crab bisque.
Oh, yeah. Like, wow. You're right. That is a walk, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a walk. Had to get there. I basically the choice was to just call it a day, but I didn't want to do that.
Right.
I wanted to get this done with.
Did they give you mechanisms for keeping the, could you rent a sous vide wand? Okay, rent a battery powered sous vide wand and get a 5 gallon bucket.
I wish.
put it on like one of those little dollies that you roll around on if you're fixing a car, and drag it along behind you.
Give it a name, like a cute little name, and stuff.
Like spray paint it to spray paint it to look like R2-D2.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been great.
Yeah.
I have a lot of feedback for ways this could have gone better.
Do you have an appointment to tell them like what they can do?
No, I should.
Okay.
I should definitely be like, because I know they have rooms for this kind of thing, or I don't know that I've seen on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they have rooms for this kind of thing. But you'd think that they'd be in a hospital setting, there'd be a million uses for a private lockable room. You know, when people are grieving or something, you know, like it's time to visit grandma before it's, you know, it's time to say goodbye.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like for that, there are definitely like family lounges that you can go to, you know?
Yeah. That have privacy and like probably a couch I could lay down on. So I didn't have to like, masturbate in like a standing up or sitting position.
Gary, don't jerk it where people grieve grandma. Unless that makes it better for you, okay? I'm not gonna yuck your yum.
I don't want to blow your mind. Everywhere you have ever jerked it, someone has grieved grandma.
Okay, yeah.
Historically, there are enough grandmas out there, and there are enough times that you've jerked it in enough varied locations.
Yeah,
you have definitely jerked it where somebody has grieved a grandma.
And definitely one of those hotel rooms. Yeah.
Oh, 1,000%. You've jerked it where grandma's died.
But only when I was sure.
Yeah, yeah. The only one I did the deed myself. I jerked it where a grandma died in Reno just to, you know. So it definitely happened.
Yeah. So now we're inside the black box, and I don't want to ask for a lot of details.
I mean, just it was difficult. It was ergonomically really rough. It took forever.
Okay. All right.
It was fairly joyless.
Yeah.
As joyless as I feel like it could be.
Right.
And then I had my brown bag shame sack.
Okay. Was it like a lunch bag?
Basically.
Okay. All right.
Now, walking back with my lunch bag. Of course, different tech. So I had to explain the whole thing again. And then
I mean, like what was that really that weird? I know I played up the weirdness of it, but like this is a person at a place where they take fluids from people and look at them real close.
Yes.
If you just said Butterfield vasectomy verification catch,
Heads up.
Think fast. like, was it anything more than that?
Sport. So the only thing that made it more than that is it's an incredibly crowded lobby.
Okay. All right.
And the fact that she pulled out, so they gave me a piece of paperwork when they sent me with the brown bag, and she pulled out the sample and held it up in the light to look at it.
Okay.
So that's the embarrassing part.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be if it was the kind of anonymous professional situation it should be.
Right.
But her looking at through it like it's a magical dream catcher or something like that. Just inspecting to see what, you know, I don't know what you can see with the
eye. Can you count them?
I think that it was to make sure there was enough.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
But it was still a big room full of people.
Right.
Who,
right.
You know, so like, yeah, it was weird. Like it wasn't as weird as like the operation, yeah. But it was a fitting postscript. To that,
I think this whole organization is rotten from top to bottom. From a distance, like I've got a lot of tips. Like, there's no reason you couldn't have just walked into that crowded lobby and say, "Who wants my cum?" And when she was looking at it, just ask like real earnestly, "Did I do good?"
Yeah, like technician like.
No, that's the only comparable experience I've ever had. There have been a few points in my life where I've had to produce a urine sample.
Mm-hmm.
Always in the context of applying for and like getting a job. So sure. Like two summers when I worked at that school supply company doing data entry and fuck doing drug testing for office jobs.
Oh yeah. That's really silly.
The dumbest goddamn thing. A thing about me is that I am ridiculously pee shy.
Mm-hmm.
Without revealing too much, I can't really like pee at a urinal with somebody next to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it just doesn't work that way for me. So like I've nearly like not gotten jobs because like if you'd like, okay, everybody line up and we've got the people from the occupational health place. You know, you just you walk into the stall, you pee while somebody stands outside, and then you bring them the hot cup and they look at it, make sure there's enough. They write on mm-hmm. it with a marker and then you go and like, mm-hmm. I can't produce. You know,
yeah.
And so like, all right, we'll come back later while we're still here. And yeah, no, like just drinking water, nothing. Like I literally like if something didn't break, it was feasible that I would go that entire day without peeing if it was expected of me that I need to pee.
Do you know what? So I actually, I don't have I also get pee shy, not to the same degree that you do.
Yeah.
I'm not minimizing your thing, but I go in because of my kidneys. I go in and do a pee test once a month.
Okay.
So I do that a lot. Do you know what is a tip that might help you if you ever have to do this in the future?
Okay.
And I'm not trying to solve your problem or whatever.
I'm curious about it because you never know when that's going to happen. And I'm like, it genuinely does cause me a good amount of anxiety.
Well, and we are going to start drug testing for duck feed.
Yes. So. it's weird that I don't have any input on that decision, but okay.
Yeah. We're just going to fire each other. a weird thing, like the trick for me is sitting down.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but if I sit down and my body goes into like, you might shit mode.
I've tried.
Urine just happens.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you tried it. Cause that I had the same problem for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to a lot of me being the dude just hanging out in the testing area.
Yes. Yeah. Same.
And that
same
was weird.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not a good comfortable. And then I realized like, oh, if I sit down, something about that posture, mm-hmm. just my body just goes time for pee.
Yeah.
And I can always do a little bit, no matter what. And it just fixes it.
Again,
so when I go to like the movie theater or whatever, I oftentimes will go sit down to pee because mm-hmm. there's 1,000 like, you know, rough and ready roughhousing dudes, just guys being dudes horsing around about Marvel movies in the bathroom, and I fucking hate it.
Like, just giving each other noogies and asking which Iron Man suit they like the best.
That's exactly what it's like. It's so horrible.
No, and you know, and the trick is, I've tried that. Does not work for me. Even though I know I know exactly what you're saying.
I understand theoretically how it could work.
Yeah, because I don't know, like it doesn't matter. So fucking gross. Nope, not even gonna do it.
It's okay.
One always happens before the other. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Of course it does. Like, yeah. And the other one always happens.
Yes.
You know, like, I don't know. The person who poops without peeing, good Lord. Like, show me this Nietzschean Superman.
No, go take yourself to science if that happens. Yeah.
Go get $1 million from James Randi.
Fucking gross.
Anyway, this is a good episode. Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV. Bye, everybody.